A dozen federal chief information officers took a trip recently to the West Coast to better understand how large companies are overcoming information technology challenges. Tony Scott, the federal CIO, led the fact-finding tour. In part two of their exclusive interview, Scott tells executive editor Jason Miller how that trip was part of his broader effort to remake and better secure federal networks, systems, and data.
We went out to the West Coast and talked to all the big cloud providers about some of the things that we need from them in order to move faster on that front. Scalable web services, as an example, in certain areas. We've made a good start on the security front with the cloud providers. There's probably more that can and should be done there. But the thing I want to come back to is that, you know, we're at a critical inflection point, I think, in the IT industry as a whole, where not just because of cybersecurity, but it's a sort of big driver for it. We have to make investments and we have to really start moving off of some of these older constructs and doing it, you know, with some sense of urgency. OPM has a plan to do that in their space. In many ways, they're ahead of where other agencies are. And what troubles me is that, you know, in some of these public forums and so on, we're yelling at the, I call it the firefighters today, the people who are actually leading the charge versus the people that actually contributed to the problem earlier on. So I want to reward good behavior and good practice when I see it. And, you know, you can nitpick around the edges on a bunch of things, and no one wants to have a crisis like has happened at OPM. But the real tragedy is if we don't learn from it and move forward, you know, then we should really be criticized. And that's my goal, is to make sure we take every bit of learning that we have and then move forward as quickly as we can.
In the civilian world, we're really now talking about the cyber sprint in many ways. Talk a little bit about that sprint. I've reported about it and discussed the fact that, you know, 30 days is not a lot of time, but really the goal here is really focus versus saying we can get something fixed.
Yeah, so I think you should think about it in sort of two contexts. The first is, in the next 30 days, we know there's a set of things that we can do that will fairly dramatically improve our security profile. We've issued the guidance. It's been out there for a while. It's well understood, but unfortunately hasn't been, in some cases, implemented fully. So these are the things like two-factor authentication and patching and minimizing the number of system administrators that you have and so on, and you've seen the list. And what I wanted to do there was really create a sense of urgency to go after these basic things that we should just have almost a zero-tolerance policy for exceptions on. And I think that's realistic that we'll make really big progress on that in the next 30 days, given the direct focus that we have. Every agency head, every CIO of the major agencies has gotten the message, and you know they're working hard on it. And that should have a very positive effect on our cybersecurity profile immediately. The second part of the 30-day sprint is to learn from OPM and the other things that have happened and examine our practices, our policies, our resources, and other things that, you know, are perhaps in some cases longer term, but some of them I'm sure will be shorter term, that we can do to, again, sort of raise the level of our responsiveness to these cyber incidents. And those, if we get them right, I think will have as much positive effect as even the short term things. And let me add one other thing, kind of in the defense world, you talk about offense and defense with cyber. There's another way of thinking about this, which is an awful lot of money, resources, and technology have been focused in the past on just blocking bad stuff from happening. And it's a valid thing to do, and it's appropriate to do. But with the sophistication of the kinds of actors we face and the tools that they have, it's almost a certainty that despite all the good things that you do, something's still going to happen. It's going to get through your defense in depth, what have you. And so we need parallel capability to quickly detect when something's happened, isolate and contain, and then clean and return to normal operation. And it's an area where both the tech industry and policies and practices have to come together and lean forward in a way that, and that has to happen, I think, in a much shorter time frame than how things have evolved in the past. And then lastly, a big piece of this is information sharing across federal and civilian agencies in the private sector. This is a case where knowledge is power, and we can use that to our advantage.
You bring up industry, and I want to just touch upon industry for a second, because you spoke in the last couple of weeks at the Brocade event. And at the Brocade event, you made a very interesting comment regarding the idea of industry can play a bigger role. One way they can do that is the secure chip, the crypto chip that they could use. Do you have any plans as part of this cyber sprint plan to say, I know you're not a big fan of policy, but maybe that's an area where policy is needed?
I think that the president's legislation is an area where I fully support the proposals that have been made. And I think that points to the value of collaboration across the public and private sector, and that includes input on possible legislation. It includes public comment like we did with FATARA and some of the other things. I think this is a case where the more minds that we have on it, the better we'll get in terms of what the product might be. So the 30-day sprint, we are getting input from lots of places, not just the immediate team.
Can you talk a little bit about, in terms of the 30-day sprint, you're 2 weeks in. What are some of your initial impressions about it?
I'm impressed with how people have leaned into this and understood the importance and the sense of urgency. I think the work streams that we've identified are the right ones. But like anything, as we've, even in the 2 weeks, we've said, we can clearly see where there's additional opportunities, and we're prioritizing those. And so I would view this 30-day sprint as the beginning of what I think is going to be a good journey over the next several months for us to improve our cybersecurity. And it's the opportunity to, leverage all of the great talent that we have, both inside the federal government today and, some of the best talent from around the world, including my former home out in Silicon Valley.
I just want to go back to the industry issue just for a second. You mentioned at the Brocade event, I couldn't think of the term, it was the TPM chip, the Trusted Platform
TPM,
Module.
Yeah.
You said at the time, I would urge industry to make that basically the default. Is that kind of what you're looking at through this sprint, where you said policies, procedures, practices? Again, maybe you don't want to talk about a policy that would require TPM chips specifically, but there are some things you can do, like, as you said, two-factor authentication enabled right out of the box. Is that part of what's happening with the sprint?
Yes, in a way, but let me go back to a higher construct, which is I think we need to focus on a architectural model that's secure by design rather than security slapped on after the fact, which is pretty much the way the IT world has worked for the last 30 or 40 years. And so one of the sort of core issues that you see in OPM but elsewhere is you have a bunch of systems and architectures and interfaces that were developed and evolved over a long period of time and in a different era, frankly, where the security that concerns then and the security concerns now are very, very different. And it's hard to retroactively, in some cases, come back and apply, Band-Aids or bubble wrap, however you want to think about it, to some of these, old architectural models. So part of the journey here is to take today's cutting-edge technology wherever we can find it and use it and apply it as best we can in the existing environment, But it's also important for us to think about the future and what a secure by design model might look like, and then to go implement instances of that and lead the way. That's the case where TPM chip, as an example, could be a architectural component of a secure by design model.
There's a lot of frustration, a lot of concern from federal employees, former feds. Now it's growing among Capitol Hill staffers. From where you sit as the CIO, as somebody who lives and breathes cybersecurity, not just every day, but for the last, you know, quarter century, what's your message to them? Is there anything that you can say or do to maybe alleviate a little bit of the anxiety that's come with this breach?
Boy, Jason, you know, I share, I think, the concerns that people have. I mean, there's none of us who wouldn't want to wish this away and say, I regret that it happened. And I just, you know, I personally feel horrible that, you know, that these things have had to occur. And at the same time, what it does is just strengthen my resolve to make sure that we go after these things in the most deliberate and diligent way that we can. And I really feel strongly that, you know, not only my office, but across the rest of the federal government, that we have to be very focused now on taking action and making sure that we do everything in our power to make sure that these kinds of things can't happen in the future. I know there's a big focus on this right now. My hope is that, you know, this issue, and I'm talking about cybersecurity broadly, doesn't get wedged out of the public eye, you know, by some other issue. I think it is the issue of our time and something that, as a national priority, we need to be focused on, and we need help from everybody to make this better.